All right, favorite pick of the week is without a doubt Panthers +4 versus the Saints. Without a doubt.
Interesting.
Everyone talks about Andy Reid like on a bye week, so that I'm going to be coach heavy. Think about 34 bye weeks, the offseason. This
True.
is a coaching week right here.
That's a lot of weeks.
Dennis Allen blows. Dave Canales is the truth. Bryce Young probably better than Derek Carr. Give me Panthers +4, and I don't think it's. I think they could win outright.
I like it. I like it. Panthers, tough year. New year ahead of us. Let's go.
Tough
All
year.
right.
New coach, though. They got the coaching edge.
Yeah. My first one, I've got a Friday night or Thursday night special, sorry. The Ravens +3. I think it's gonna be a good game. Could come down to the final few possessions. Kelsey's been on tour with Taylor all summer. I think they're not so dialed. Give me the Ravens plus the points.
Are we going to talk about the Taylor Kelsey controversy? The
What we got?
scheduled
Scripted
breakup?
breakup? Oh, I did see that somewhere. I didn't
That
know if
may
that was.
affect the line.
Yeah, is Taylor going to be
Sure.
there? Does that move it?
Typically.
That is true. No,
What
dude,
do you got
Lamar's
heading?
in. Lamar's insane as a dog. My second one, this is a square pick that we disagree on. It's Cowboys, Browns. I mean,
Yeah.
Browns had historic defense last year, but I can't bet on Deshaun Watson. Unless Deshaun Watson is out and Jameis Winston starting, I'm just going to have to take the Cowboys at +2.5. I mean, if not, if you couldn't get there, then I would take the under because I think 40 and a half, like I said, the Browns defense is going to be what stops them. But you could give Deshaun Watson 800 tries. He's not going to score more than 14 points.
Yeah, I mean I see where you're coming from. I did take the Browns and the laid the 2.5, but I think it wouldn't be in this list if it got to 3. I think I wouldn't touch the game, or maybe even, yeah, I wouldn't touch it. But I don't know. Browns opening day, a lot of energy. I don't know. Expect the Cowboys to continue their playoff hangover into week 1.
Yeah, Cowboys regression will happen next year when Parsons, Dak, and Micah make up 40% of their annual payroll. But
Yeah.
they got one more year to take a shot at it. So
Yeah.
I don't hate the Browns. I mean, like I said, defense was historic last year, but I will be fading Deshaun Watson until I see otherwise.
Fair. Okay, I guess I'll go with my third. We'll do a little snake style here. I've got the Cardinals and the points, 6.5 right at this current moment. Think the Bills, they have a lot of guys in new roles, and I think that's going to take a few weeks to materialize. Like, I don't know how you can rely on Shakir and Coleman as your receivers with, or for at least week 1. I think they can develop into that, but I don't see it going super well week
Coleman's
one.
tough.
And
Cards are
they can
nation's
put up some
underdog.
points.
People
They can put
love
up
the
some
cards
points.
this year. People love the
I could see
cards
a
this year.
little backdoor action for sure.
I agree. I'm on them in some form or fashion, but they're not my top five.
Yeah, that's fair.
Next, Colts +3. I hate this because like projecting for the full year, I think the Colts regress because I'm not an Anthony Richardson guy. And the Texans kind of have a really good year, establishing as like a perennial playoff team. But
Yeah.
divisional home dog, you're giving them 3 points. I think Jonathan Taylor, Colts have the best offensive line in football. Jonathan Taylor is going to run the ball and they're going to control the clock. They're going to chew C and minimalize Stroud's effect. So this one's ugly, but just taking the trends. Home divisional dog. I will take
Yeah.
that 9 out of 10.
I like that as well. Didn't make my top five, but I think A. Rich is going to come out firing, and I wouldn't take any season-long Colts bets. As you will see, I actually took the opposite for the Colts long term. But week 1, I like the Colts and the points for sure. And then I think you're going to like this next one. I'm going to take the Giants and the 1.5. That's an important 1.5. I think
we need the hook. We need the hook.
I think it's a bad matchup for the Vikings. Like, Giants pass rush, much improved. Brian Burns will just dominate the statue that is Sam Darnold. And I like the getting the home dog against a not a great opponent. So that's where I went.
I agree. I'm on the Giants as well. Very similar play scripts, I think, for both teams. Drop back and pass it to the one guy that can catch the ball. And that's why I'm on Neighbors. Neighbors, you can get him 60-plus yards receiving at even odds right now. I'm on that. I mean, preseason, I think he played at 1.5, and he had 4 grabs for 60 yards in the first half. I made Tom take him in fantasy. I'm so bullish. I got Neighbors futures for the full year. I mean, at minimum, the dude's seeing 13 targets a game. He's going to have plays drawn up for him in the red zone. He's going to be a savage. No more Saquon. Dayball's coaching for his job. Daniel Jones is playing for his job. Drop back, throw it to Neighbors 15 times and hope you get something. So I'll probably take the Giants a lot this year, but this one I'm actually confident enough to put it in my top 5. I couldn't agree more.
I think that's the only one we have in our top 5. Both of us have it in our top 5.
They're the same.
So and that makes it an old.
My last one is a teaser. Is a teaser that it's the don't overthink it teaser. There's not a world that we live in where Jacoby Brissett and Bo Nix are going to win week one. I mean, the Bengals -1.5 and the Seahawks money line. I think you just tease them down. You don't even have to turn the games on because they're going to be so bad, and you're going to cash it. Mike McDonald, new coach of Seattle. He's the old DC in Baltimore. He's a man. He's going to have everyone firing. You know, I'm not a big Geno Smith guy, but they're not going to lose to. I have under on the Patriots season total. I'll get to that too. So that's my teaser.
I had that as well.
Bengals -1.5, Seahawks money line, 6-point teaser, comes out to even odds.
Love it. My last one on the 5 for this week was the Steelers and the points, the 3.5. Similar to the Giants Vikings, but I think one Achilles, Kirk Cousins, is not a good recipe versus TJ Watt and Co. So, I like the Steelers and that defense, keeping it close at least, if not winning outright. And the crowd will be 50-50 because Atlanta has a very weak fan base and the Steelers love to travel. My brother, like, that's the biggest sell, like, price he gets on his tickets is Steelers week. So, I expect that to be
terrible town. Tomlin is a dog. It's a formula for printing cash.
Yep.
Russell Wilson scares me. So I don't know if they would have a better chance with Fields, but you just can't. It's 40 weeks of off. They had all offseason to prepare. You got to give the edge to Tomlin.
I think that game's going to be lower scoring than a lot of people think. I think it's like the Steelers are going to run the ball like 50 times this game. And I don't see – I don't even know what the over-under is. Probably like 46, 44. What is it?
I've wavered on the Falcons' success all year, and that right now where I'm landing is I'm going to need to see it from Kirk. I'm kind of with you. Kirk and, like, even Aaron Rodgers. But, yeah, I like the – it when it comes to Sunday and I'm going to bet the game, I'm probably going to take the –
All right, let's get to the season-long ones.
All right, you go.
All right. My first one was one that you already mentioned, the Patriots -4.5. Yes. I absolutely love it. I love that we came to that conclusion without even discussing it. I just don't see this team scoring more than 13 points a game, and that defense has to regress a little bit. It was awesome last year, but I don't think they can sustain that, and they still – had the #3 overall pick last year, so.
Right. I would have – I mean, if gun to my head, I have to take the 0-16 bet, it's the Patriots.
Yeah. For sure. I actually like Knicks and the Broncos to steal a couple.
Okay. I don't hate that. I don't know if Sean Payton's a thing of the past or not, but I don't hate that.
Did you? So that was one of your five.
That's one of mine. That's one of my futures as well. Patriots under 4.5 wins. Okay. What else you got? You got anything? Any long?
I got some spicy ones in here.
Let's hear it.
Like I said, the Colts. I have Colts under 8.5 in a sneaky good division. A Rich, if he ever gets hurt, like an extended period, I think that guarantees it. Cause I think even though Flacco had a shocking resurgence last year, I don't see him at 39 doing that again.
I know people don't talk about how Minshew was. Minshew saved them last year.
Yeah. And then one of my saucy ones is Devin Witherspoon. Devin Witherspoon, defensive player of the year at 100-1. Like you said, the Mike McDonald defense in Seattle is going to be special.
He's gonna be will be causing problems.
Yeah, that dude is a freak athlete too. And McDonald's going to use him like he did Kyle Hamilton and have him all over the field. And he's going to be able to put up the counting stats that matter for this kind of award. And I think they're getting tired of just giving it to the D.N. with the most sacks. So
I respect that. And if the Seahawks are a playoff team this year, it's going to be on the back of their defense. So
they're going
to don someone the king. I like that. I have some Giants ones. I'll save those. Cardinals plus 300 to make the playoffs. I think Kyler's the guy. I think Marvin Harrison Jr. is nice. Their defense is so bad. They're going to have to beat teams, 30-28. But I thought they would be farther odds than plus 300. So it was a little fishy. So when I saw that, I was like, all right, I'll take the bait.
Yeah, I mean, the back end of the NFC is not too special. So like you had the 9-8 pack in last year. Could be the 9-8 cards this year. I like it.
Could be. So I have Daniel Jones over 2,800 passing yards.
That's a even odds.
That averages 160 yards a game. I mean, all I need him to do is stay healthy, and I think that's
and not get benched.
Yeah, I mean, easy. I'm a big Daniel Jones. So my next one, plus 865. Malik Nabers that have 1 200-plus yard a game all season. And I think even if DJ gets benched, he might have more of a chance with Drew Lock. I mean, like the only game plan is going to be to throw this guy the ball.
Yeah.
So I think he's 205 yards. I don't see why not. He's got 150 going into the fourth and he catches a deep ball.
I like Malik. Malik 14-1 offensive rookie of the year too.
I nibbled on like gimmicky ones on like Neighbors to lead the NFC East and receiving yards, stuff like that. Then I got a Bengals Super Bowl. I didn't get it at 18-1 when I should have, but I got it at 13-1.
Sharps are on it.
The sharps are on it. I just kind of wanted a Super Bowl future. And so I figured as looking at the odds, Bengals spoke to me.
My last one is a Super Bowl future as well, but it's parlayed with a college football natty future. And it is the Packers Super Bowl with – you're going to like this one, the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Yeah, dude. I was going to say Nebraska is my new Coastal Carolina. I don every team in college a Coastal where I bet them every week. Don't even look at the line. It's Nebraska this year.
I mean, that kid, Dylan Raiola, is a problem.
He's the truth.
Absolute problem. I was watching tape this summer on him. Yes, I was. And I was like, this guy, I have to bet this. How do I bet this? And
Pre Mahomes comparisons, you were on Raiola?
Yeah, I just clicked YouTube randomly. I was like, who is this Dylan Raiola guy? And then I watched him. I was like, oh, my God, I have to find a way to bet this. Get on DraftKings. Maddie's like 1,000,000-1. And then I'm like, wow, I could just parlay this with a Super Bowl winner. And for some reason, the Packers spoke to me. I don't have really a reason except I like Jordan Love, but I don't know. Just spoke to me.
I respect that. Dude, in all seriousness, Nebraska could, like, easily have 10 wins at the end of the year and be in the playoff.
Yeah. The number was, like, 4,020-1. So, that'd be a fun little hit.
Oh, we're retiring.
I can't wait to look back on this video and have that in the memory bank for when this hits.
This guy was on the early Raiola film.
Yeah.
All right, well.
That's how I spend my free time.
So, my 5, Panthers +4, Cowboys +2.5, Giants +1.5, Colts +3, Bengals -1.5, teased with Seahawks money line. I don't see a loser there. And then I'll remind – you don't have to keep up with the props. I'll remind everyone.
Yep. Recap mine. I had the Ravens +3, the Cardinals +6.5, the Giants +1.5, Steelers +3.5, and my one favorite I took was the Browns -2.5. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tom, what do you got for us?
Hard to handicap week one.
All right, primetime games are this week, Thursday night, Chiefs versus Ravens at 47. Sunday night, Rams versus Lions at 50.5. And Monday night, Jets versus Niners at 43.5. All of those are going to be under all season. And Chiefs Ravens is a mortal under because it is one of 4 games on Telemundo.
Yeah.
Everything else is ESPN Deportes. So that we're going to ride mortal Telemundo unders as well.
Cash.
The Telemundo factor.
Yeah, it's a game changer.
The not a extra little juice on the game played in Brazil, that under?
Yeah, that'll be a POY, I think.
The Eagles on Friday, that's a – 10-hour
flight. No, that's – we're not counting that as regular games. If they're not Thursday, Sunday, or Monday, they're not considered primetime.
Respect.
Because they're irregular.
Respect.
I just hope both those teams get home safe. That's all I'm counting for in that game.
Yeah, no kidding. If I – lastly, to talk about that Lions-Rams game, I like the Lions as a favorite there. A lot.
Yeah, I didn't have a feel there, but I don't mind it.
Yeah.